Not far from here is Terakadamba. One of the very important places of Sri Bharatbhumi, where Srila Rupa Goswami performed bhajan. His bhajan kutir, we go there every year, but somehow we're not going there this year. But we're very close, and through sound vibration, would you like to go?
No!
It is an ancient Kadamba tree. When Krishna would complete the day of playing with the gopas, herding the cows, delivering demons, when the sun was close to setting, he would climb to one of the upper branches of the Terakadamba and call all of his cows by their names. Sachinandan Swami Maharaj was explaining how Krishna could lay on the lap of all the hundreds and thousands of cowherd boys simultaneously, just to give them a feeling of the intimate personal love that he had with them. He would do the same for his loving cows. When Krishna would call the name of a gopa or a cow, it wasn't just a sound. It was absolute spiritual love, vibration. When Krishna would play his flute, it was the divine, oceanic, ecstatic love of his heart that would come through the air of his lips to make the song of his flute. Similarly, when Krishna speaks, it's whoever Krishna speaks to, it's the most intimate love of his heart, the unlimited love of his devotee that is manifesting through sound vibration. So Krishna would be on the top of this Kadamba tree, and every single one of the cows would hear her name being called by Krishna. Krishna's calling me. Wouldn't you like to be one of those cows?
No!
Can you imagine? From a long distance away, some of the cows were long distance away, and Krishna would cry out, Davali, Hasini, and she would just, her ears would go up, and the nectar of that, of Krishna's voice chanting her name goes into her ears and into her heart and conquers her, and she starts crying, and she starts, to reciprocate, she starts mooing.
Ooh.
And every single cow was hearing her name, and every single cow was reciprocating by mooing, yeah, Krishna, Krishna, I'm yours, I'm coming, I'm yours, I'm coming. And in this way was a beautiful kirtan. Krishna was chanting the names of his devotees, and the devotees were chanting his names. It was cow kirtan. 900,000 cows all simultaneously chanting the names of Krishna. Krishna, he understands the heart. Language is not an impediment. Just like if I want to speak to a Brijavasi, I need a translator. Translator. Amongst Brijavasis, who to us, And even though I don't know what they're saying and they don't know what I'm saying, we're completely satisfied. Because the particular words are a formality. What's really important is we're expressing our affection. And that comes out. Affection is beyond language. A little baby, before a baby knows how to speak, doesn't understand a word of the mother. Yes? But the mother's going, "Oh, my darling." The baby doesn't know what a darling is. But because she's saying it with so much love, so much affection, the baby's just... And the baby's going... And the mother doesn't know what... It's a baby language. But the mother understands the feeling of the heart, and the baby understands the feeling of the mother's heart. Krishna understands the heart, and Krishna speaks to the heart. Therefore, Krishna knows the language of all the species of life in Vrindavan. He speaks the bee's language. He speaks the cuckoo language. He speaks the flower's language. He speaks the cow's language. Because he's speaking to their hearts. And it penetrates. In Vrindavan, everything is only an expression of an exchange of pure, unmotivated love. In this way, all the cows, when they would hear Krishna's calling, me, she would be so thrilled. Of all these cows, Krishna's calling me. And she'd raise her tail and she'd just hurry to the Tirthakadamba tree to meet Krishna. And by yoga maya potency, each cow wouldn't understand that all the other cows were doing the same thing. She's thinking, he's calling me. And Krishna would count each cow. It is said he had like counting beads. Like we have counting beads for our japa mala. We do one round, we go. I'll never forget at New Vrindavan, things were really hard to get in those days. And I used to have to walk up and down the road at night to do all night kirtan, and somehow or other in the middle of the night in this muddy, not a road, but a muddy path, I lost my counting beads. And where do you get counting beads? So I was chanting my 16 rounds without counting beads, and one day I was sitting, Srila Prabhupada was giving a darshan outside, and I was sitting about where Krishna Nandini Devi Prabhu is, about that far from Srila Prabhupada. And he was giving a darshan, speaking, answering questions. And as I was just sitting there at his lotus feet, I was thinking, I'm not really sure if I even finished 16 rounds, because I think I did, but I lost my beads. My counting beads. And just when I thought that in my mind, Srila Prabhupada, whose bead bag was in his hand, he lifted it high, looked right at me, and went like this. Then I realized I better get counting beads. Somehow or other, I got counting beads. I was thinking it was impossible, but I got them the same day. When there's an urgent need, you could do almost anything. So, Krishna would count all the cows. And by his unlimited intelligence, all the cows would be coming, hundreds and thousands, and if one had not come, one may have been lost way, way, way out, somewhere in the forest. Krishna would get off the Tirthakadamba and go all the way out to that forest to personally bring that cow back. What greater master is there than Krishna? who is conquered by the love of his devotees and who conquers the devotee by his love. Also, Terakadamba is a place where every day in the when Krishna would be performing his cowherd pastimes with his friends, he would somehow or other arrange to meet Srimati Radharani, who would be passing by the Terakadamba each day. It was one of their favorite, it is one of their most favorite meeting places. When Rupa Goswami was doing his bhajan there, Terakadamba was so conscious in Prema Bhakti. When Srila Rupa Goswami would write about the separation between Krishna and Sri Radharani, and the pangs of Srimati Radharani's separation from Krishna in Vipara Lamba Seva, Terakadamba would weep in ecstasy. And the form of tears, all the leaves and all the flowers would be shed as tears from the tree. And it would just be like a naked tree standing in separation from Krishna. Feeling Rupa Goswami's own sentiments. And when Rupa Goswami would be writing about the meeting of Radha and Krishna, the Terakadamba tree would be one with his sentiments. And suddenly leaves and flowers would just immediately blossom on every portion of the tree with fragrance, just blissful, experiencing the union of Radha and Krishna. Yesterday, during Gopastami, Vrijabasis from all over Brajadam come together at Nandagaon, and they go to the many holy places in Nandagaon, but the culmination is they all go to Terakadamba and spend several hours just singing beautiful songs about Krishna's pastimes at Terakadamba. And our very dear friend, Sri Ramesh Chandra Goswami Maharaj, he is so affectionate to our devotees. He did something that is one of the most intimate, beautiful things I've ever seen in my life for all of us. It's too intimate to tell you, though. But if you say Krishna Balaram loud enough, then I will be conquered over and tell you. It's very intimate. You better try again. I'm considering it. Sri Ramesh Chandra Goswami, he brought to Radha Gopinath Temple a small sapling from the original Terakadamba tree in Nandagaon. And it is planted in our Vrindavan forest. There are two Bengali Kadamba trees and three Vrindavan Kadamba trees. Two are from Govardhan and one is a original, genuine, certified pedigree descendant of the original Terakadamba, where Rupa Goswami performed his bhajan, where Krishna would meet Sri Radharani every day, where the gopas and the gopis would perform their wonderful leelas, and where Krishna would extol the glories of his love for the cows. Thank you. Let us extend our appreciation for Ramesh Chandra Goswami by saying Hari Bol. There are many more things to say, but His Grace Dinabandhu Prabhu is waiting for all of us at Brindakund. So at this time, we will have kirtan procession to Pavan Sarovar. And I heard it's a lot of water there, so we'll see what is possible. And then from Pavan Sarovar, we'll sit for a few minutes and then go to Brindakund. And thank you for coming along with me to Kirtan Kadamba. Nandeshwar Mahadev, this deity over here, is one of the five prominent deities of Lord Shankar, established by Vajranag 5,000 years ago. Nandeshwar Mahadev. Nanda Yashoda were living here at Nandagaon, but they never had any child. Parjanya Maharaj, their father, personally worshipped this Nandeshwar Mahadev to have Krishna, or that Nanda and Yashoda would have a child. And later they moved from Nandagaon to Gokul Mahavan, and that is where Yashoda Nanda, Nanda Nandan, manifested himself in this world. So everyone, please seek the blessings of Nandeshwar Mahadev and to Sri Krishna Balaram. This place where we're sitting is the eternal home of Nanda, Yashoda, and Krishna and Balaram. Let us bow our heads in gratitude and pray for pure devotional service. Thank you very much.
Jai Jai Singh.